Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast.
Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer.
Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you.
Harder, older, Hartley Brewer.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.
What's the backstory? I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, your With Talk TV. Now let's talk about what's happening in the House of Commons today. Our farce is a Toy SNP MP. Emotions calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Common speaker Solomon Hanley is facing court today. Emotions calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. And Gaza, common speaker Solomon Hanley, is facing court today. Our farce is a Toy SNP MP. Emotions calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire. And a bid to stave off a lobbying from Labour backed Trevelyan. Meanwhile, the Conservatives have tabled their own emotions. Conservative Party, Australia's Independent, 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 Australia's
Julia, I think yesterday was much more significant than even the media have realised. It is a constitutional crisis, in my view. What happened yesterday was an abomination from so many perspectives. We had the initial suggestion that Labour had coerced the Speaker into effectively ruling against the standing order, parliamentary protocol. We then had a situation where the Speaker made a catastrophic decision, in my view. And the backlash that we saw yesterday in the Commons with MPs walking out and the Speaker being summoned back to the chair to apologise was just the tip of the iceberg.
And we've been talking a lot about what the pressures were happening, not just behind the scenes on Sir Lindsay Hoyle from Labour, but also the pressures on Labour MPs and many other MPs from outside, from the Bay mob, from threats that they've been facing. Lots of MPs saying they were fearful to leave the chamber last night, to leave the House of Parliament, because they feared for their own safety because of threats. How seriously is that taking in Parliament? How widespread is it?
And 29,000 civilians now losing their lives.
Well, Julia, I've been very outspoken about MP security. I was the last MP to see David Innes alive, that hit home with me. And what I would say to you is that I don't blame the Speaker at all for wanting to do the right thing in terms of seeking to protect MPs and to maintain that their ability to go about their business. But what happened yesterday just set so many hairs running. I mean, the clear insinuation yesterday was somehow that because Keir Starmer was able to manipulate parliamentary process, that Labour MPs are somehow more important or their security is taken more seriously than Conservative MPs. And that might sound like a bold statement, but if you consider how many attack ads Labour has run on Conservative MPs, how much disingenuous, toxic politics has been brought to bear over the free school meals votes and the U-turn on sewage. The list goes on. And in my humble view, what happened yesterday was very partisan, was very unfortunate, and was a disgrace to Parliament.
I mean, it seems to me, as a long-time political watcher, and this is a plague on all your houses, everyone was playing politics, SNP, Labour, the government, everyone was doing it. The question is, did Sir Lindsay Hoyle, did he basically, I agree with you, think he was trying to do the right thing.
They are trying to get their hostages back.
They are trying to
be so much better than the last thing.
No bar admission, even John Hamas
as a terrorist organisation.
And he is someone who a lot of people like.
A two-state solution doesn't work with Hamas or any other terrorist organisation in charge of the neighbouring country of one of those two states, which is what's effectively would continue to happen
if Hamas was pressured and was threatened with.
It is Hamas who have chosen to put their military bases and missiles and their tunnels over and underneath
and he's been saying privately
civilian structures, schools, hospitals, apartment buildings.
If it wasn't a vote,
it was Hamas that chose
to attack
Israel for their version of the humanitarian ceasefire.
Peace could be happening right now
motion
if Hamas laid down their arms
in the papers the next day
and
online as
MPs
not voting for
Palestinian civilians
because they would face threats.
As a human control,
what happens in our
shouldn't the demand simply be on Hamas?
It seems to me that is not being addressed
by MPs today.
That is being swept under the carpet, as it always is,
and
everyone's talking about procedure this, procedure that. At the end of the day,
threats
are being made to MPs if they don't vote
the
right way in the view of a mob.
We've got an impasse at the
moment,
and we know that there's a very real threat to Rafah.
I completely agree.
And let's recognise there are a million and a half people in that city.
There are so many things that went wrong, and so many lessons to learn, and we need to analyse everyone very carefully indeed, as well as hold Labour to account for the clear coercion and the clear manipulation of parliamentary protocol. But what's significant here is this. We cannot allow outside influences, the threat of intimidation, mob rule, to influence how politicians do their job. And frankly, what we should have had yesterday were the motions that were agreed. We should have had a meaningful vote on Gaza, and we should have taken that as indicative of the way we people feel in the UK. In my view,
Israel has
been
in the UK
for 4 years. We've got to get back to a fairer, more balanced politics, where we are working together cross-party objectively to solve these crises. Of course, yesterday's vote was meaningless anyway. It was indicative only and has no basis in law.
I don't think
well,
that
can be necessarily influenced directly from Westminster what's happening in Gaza, with the exception of putting the necessary pressure on Israel and all of the protagonists to ensure that the restraint. I mean, it's clear to me that the conflict must stop in Gaza and it must stop now. But the wrangling and the
pouring it involved when every army is involved.
Disappointing.
We're now saying 29,000 is too many. I agree with you.
Why must it
what
stop
What number
now?
Would be acceptable?
Well, you don't want to
well,
see
I
civilians
think
ever
that,
being put into
anybody
danger.
Watching what's happening at the moment in Gaza
from the moment that Israel went into Gaza,
the
are you
impact
saying that
on people is horrible?
Because when you're saying
two wrongs
they have
don't
right
make a right,
defense,
and in my view, what
then
we need to be doing is
putting
people to the table as quickly as possible to ensure a meaningful humanitarian ceasefire whereby humanitarian aid can get in and we can stop loss of life.
But humanitarian aid is going in, and it's being stolen by Hamas. We're constantly being told by those on the ground.
Meaningful
how can you have a meaningful ceasefire?
An example of
while
2014,
Hamas,
which was
the
last time there was
an
uprising over Gaza.
Israeli
David Cameron was the then Prime Minister.
And, are
and he
still
said
using
this in 2014,
as human
an immediate
shields,
and unconditional
and would, and
humanitarian
they would commit
ceasefire,
another October
recognising
the 7th massacre
that the situation
every day
in Gaza
if they
is
could.
Intolerable. That
there
was
isn't
the case
a deal
in 2014.
To be done with
that's
these
what
people.
David Cameron said then. What I'm arguing
I
today,
agree
what we've been arguing in the
that's
SNP
why the government position
is
about
exactly
right. You cannot have a meaningful ceasefire with a...
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Terrorist organisation that continues to hold hostages. And that is the clear
Trying to split the Labour Party and get the hardline sectarian element of Labour to support them. And a large proportion was, and a lot of them wanted to record their votes.
There was talk there was going to be, 100 of basically Labour's best case.
None of them got the chance to record their votes. And therefore, the politicking has completely undermined a lot of the processes and procedures that are in Parliament. That's where I agree with James.
We all want to come together. It is much bigger than we're bringing out at the moment.
This is a real constitutional issue.
Is it
has got wide-ranging effects.
I thought it was a really interesting point right at the end that Prince William has a right to
speak
out.
But we have, and I think we will Scottish continue to do so.
By the way, it's now 58 MPs who've signed that. But again, this, I think, it just speaks to the sort of the childishness and maturity about what war is and about how many civilians die. 2.5 million German civilians died as a result of Allied bombing and shootings during the Second World War. Does anybody step back and say, oh no, we should have let the Nazis stay because that many civilian
well, it's when people talk about oh, we want level two. I have people tweeting all the time saying I'm opposed to war.
And says, oh, would you be opposed?
Yes, yes, well, that's lovely. So we'd all be speaking German now. What do people mean by that?
Well, yes, that's exactly the thing. Is that it's the same with US isolationism. Fantastic. That doesn't mean that the world is just going to leave you alone. Just because you say I want nothing to do with war doesn't mean that people are not going to make your
exactly.
It's very childish. It's very immature.
And
frankly, very privileged to be able to sit here in a safe country and go, war's bad, isn't it, guys? And you guys should really stop. Yeah, like, come on.
Totally nailed it. Totally nailed it. Right, we're asking about Prince William today. He's facing criticism for calling for an end to the fighting in Gaza. What is your reaction? Give us a call, 0344-499-1000, text 87222.
We'll get in touch on X at
Talk TV. John has got in touch to say, last time I checked, it's a free country, so he can express his views. So what do we do about it? Except that part of the deal of a constitutional monarchy is, well, stay about political freedom. The question is, how political is this? Dennis says, definitely not something his grandmother would have voiced publicly. William would do well to follow her example. Again, we never knew the Queen's views on anything, even though it's not that big apparent conversation with Nick Clegg over Brexit.
Well, we could only remove people who were foreign nationals.
Yeah, the royal, she definitely had strong views.
There are plenty of people who are British nationals, people who are born here. There are also people who've been naturalised friends.
Yes, both William and Charles.
I think, frankly, I think it's handed out rather too willy-nilly and too easy.
Do please keep those calls coming in. Say 0344-499-1000 is the number to call. David has done just that, and he's in Sheffield. Hello, David.
Society will basically turn on each other.
Hello, hello. What do you want to say? What do you think of what Prince William had to say and the criticism of him?
People will organise themselves.
Well, first thing, everything you said to that Scottish MP, I thought was spot on.
Well, we've already had sectarian battles on the streets of some cities. I agree with you. I think we are in such dangerous territory. Do you think the politicians get him? I mean, they're the ones facing these death threats, but do you think they really understand what is kind of brewing underneath and what needs to be tackled?
I don't. I think some of them understand, but they've got an interest. Okay,
so on the left, they get the and the aliens in the civilians for the shield.
Because they can bring the vote about that. Bring the numbers.
And nobody's saying that. Please go into the
let me tell you a story.
Do you know what? I'm going to be really, really harsh and say, I can't. Will you call it another day?
I think in his statement there was some mention of hostage.
But I so appreciate your call. Promise me you'll call in and we'll talk about the scandal. I want to hear that story.
The Julia Hartley Brewer podcast. Ruthless.
I mean, the thing is, my issue is that what other subjects? Because you're going to weigh in every time as well, because there are actually quite a lot of other conflicts going on and other civilians who are dying as well.
I mean, that's what I said to your interviewer. There's 24.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The secret to summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil, clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Its signature scent of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com.